sugya of. That's a great idea. First, we should wish mazel tov to Jake Sherman for the engagement to Dina Portnoy, his girlfriend now Kala. Wonderful l'chaim last night in Vort.
She just went to college.
We went to college. What do you mean?
College.
Kala. She now is Kala, and the wedding date in Mir Tashem will be.
Say off air.
Off air. Okay. So we begin the sugya now of Eid Zomim. The Psul of Eid Zomim, how it relates to the Psul Rasha, Psul Eid. Sigmar really begins on Sanhedrin Chav Vav Amun Bey, the very last word, Itmar, and carries over to the next page, Chav Zayin Amun Alf. The Gemara says as follows, Eid Zomim. What's the din of an Eid Zomim? So Machlokes Abai Rabba, very famous Machlokes, comes up in a few places, Baba Kama, later on in the Gemara. So Eid Zomim Abai Omar Limafreya Hu Nifsal. Retroactively, all the other Eidios that he testified against are going to apostle. Rashi says, Kol Eidios she'id mi Nisan ve'eilach psulun shari mishid ha'idazu hu Rasha. He testified in Nisan. He's found to be huzam in Tishrei. So every Eidus from Nisan to Tishrei will become apostle. That should disabide, I'm afraid it's apostle. Rav Amar mikanu lahabahu nifsal. No, we don't look back. Only from this point on, when he becomes apostle in Tishrei, the moving forward, all those Eidios will become apostle. So what's the Hezbra Machlokes? So Gemara says, Abai Amar Lemafrehu Nifsal, why does it go retroactive? Mi idna de'asid, from the moment that he testified, he was Eidim Zomim, although we didn't know yet, but at that point he really was an Eid Zomim. Rasha who? He's a Rasha. V'ator Amar Al-Teshis at Yadcha Im Rasha. Al-Teshis Rasha Eid. You cannot allow a Rasha to be an Eid, since he violated an Issa Deraisa. Mimele he becomes a Rasha. And a Rasha is possible for Eidus. Rav Amar Mikanu La'abahu Nifsal, Eid Zomim Chedeshu. No. Rava says, we don't look back, because the whole concept of Eidim Zomim is a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? The Gemara says, "My chazes to samchas ahani, samech ahani." Why are we samech on the second Eidim? You should rely on the first set of Eidim. The first two Eidim said this happened. The second set of Eidim said, no, you were with us at this point at this time. Chevetrei. So it's a Chiddush HaTorah. We should listen to the second one. Since it's a Chiddush HaTorah, Ein lechabo el mishas chidush ve'elech. Since it's a Chiddush, we are limited to what we have. We don't look beyond the Chiddush. The Chiddush says these people are apostle. We can only look forward, moving forward, that these Eidim are apostle. But we can't look backwards because the Chiddush is always limited in its application. Gemara gives a second opinion as to the Shita of Rava. Ika da'ami Rava namika abai svirle. Really, Rava agrees to buy that l'mafreya. They should be disqualified, all the Eidios in between. However, my time komar mikanul haba. Why did you say only pasul mikanul haba? Mishum pseida de lakuchos. Because not fair to lakuchos, they're going to lose out. What's pseida de lakuchos, Rashi writes? Shalachu sados apiv. They bought a field based on this person's testimony. V'chalsa mishtara, the aid who found to be an aid zom later on, he signed the shtara. Minisa natishre. V'adayin la yadua shu pasul. It wasn't fair. I bought a land with a shtar signed by him in Nisan. Okay, I didn't know he was an aid. Is Zomim yet? It's not fair to me. So Rava says you're right. Mikar din, the star should not be good star because Eid Zomim signed. And my Freya, really, he's possible. But since it's not really fair for you, and we care for people, and we care for the Kuchas, we don't want people losing out. So they said, well, we will not allow all the Eidos in between to be possible. And Mara says, what's the difference of these two different reasons of Rava? My Benayhu. Ike Benayhu, the Hasidi Beitrei Bechad. Let's say each of the Eidim Zomim, there's one set of Eidim against Eid 1, and there's another set of Eidim against Eid 2. It's not Trei V'Trei, it's really Trei V'Chad and Trei V'Chad. It's no longer a Chiddush. So if it's not a Chiddush, so Ein Achanami, this would not be considered, you would be able to go to Mafreya, but still Pseid de Lekuchos. Inami de Paslinum Begazlunoso, where they testify that he was a Gazlan, that it's not a Chiddush, but there still is Pseid de Lekuchos. Okay, so two nafkaminas again, Trei V'Chad, and Paslinhu Begazlunusa. So we're going to focus now first on Shitas Rava, in the second opinion, really both, but how do we understand Pseida de Lakuchos? So Tosas Dibmaschal Rava has the following question. He said there's a Gemara in Chezkas Abat and Daflam and Aleph and Aleph, and there's a machokas between two different people. And this person said it was this land. They're arguing about a particular land who owns it. So the first person says, "Ze omer shel avosai, it was my father's, va'achalti shnei chazak, and I have chazak on it." V'zelmer, this one says, Achal di shnei chazaka, I have a chazaka. So they bring Edom that it was his father's. They bring Edom that he ate a chazaka here. And this one brings an Edom that he was here for 3 years of a chazaka. And Rava says, so first Gemara says, okay, so the chazakas are going to cancel each other out. And then we'll give it to the guy who said it was my father's because he has one up. The two adios of chazaka versus chazaka cancel each other out. And we're left with the one who says it was my father's. And there's no cancellation of the adios against his father. Then Rava comes along with the Gemara and says, wait a second. Adis mecheshishi. How are we able to accept the adis about his father? Isn't it trey v'trey? So Tosfos says, what do you mean? Rava here holds that mikanu l'abohu nifsal. It's only possible moving forward. We can't puzzle things that happen afterwards. The only hachashis adis we have is the chazaka versus chazaka. We can't say now, since these Edom are puzzle, and we're going to also puzzle what happened before where they testified about the father, we only look forward, mikana labo, we don't go to Mafreya. So why is Rava suggesting in the Gemara and Baba Basra that if it's Edis Mecheshes, we should also puzzle to Mafreya the Edis about the father? So he goes on to explain something about Tfilcho Mechira, and how the connection of Hachasha to Hazama, which is a very important connection, ended up giving an answer that since the Edus are both on one Karka, it's considered Edus Achas. So once we cancel out the Edus in regard to the Edus of the Chazaka, we also cancel out the Edus of the father because they are one Edus because they're talking about the same Chepta. Very important Shita in understanding how one combines what's considered one Edus, what's considered two Edios. Not our concern right now. But this is the question of Tosfos, this is the answer of Tosfos. However, if you look in the, let's start with first the Tosfos in Baba Basra itself. So what does the Tosfos in Baba Basra do that's interesting? What the Tosfos in Sanhedrin does not do. Anybody see Tosfos in Baba Basra? Nobody saw it. So Tosfos in Baba Basra is mechalik between the two different Lashonos of Rava. Between Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra, between whether it's because of a Chiddush or because of Seder Delekuchos. It says as follows. The Sugya in Baba Basra is going only according to the Man D'Omar of it being a Chiddush, but not according to the Man D'Omar of Seder Delekuchos. Because he says as follows, if you go Man D'Amar that Rava thinks it's all Chiddush, well, only Edom Zomim is a Chiddush, and you can't look back for Edom Zomim, you can only look Mikan Laba. But the Mar Babas is talking about Edis Mecheshes. Edis Mecheshes is not a Chiddush, it's Shrei U'Trei, makes sense. It's not a Chiddush, therefore Edis Mecheshes, you can't look back. You can't possibly Mefer. Now, I'm not going to get into that for right now, that's about the connection between Edis Mecheshes and Edis Hazama. But according to Lishon de Pseid de Lekuchos, so this sugya doesn't work with that Man D'Amar. You're right. It's a good question. According to Rava, this would not be consistent. It would, you could not ask such a question because in Mekan Hulaba, Edith Zoman only works Mekan Hulaba, not Lima Freya. So Rava would never ask this question. That's what he says. Okay. Nothing fancy yet, yeah.
So you still have Tosfos' question.
You still have Tosfos' question, but he's just being mechag between Rav and Abai. The two Lashonos are Rav right now. Just setting it up right now. Hasn't said anything important yet, but he's splitting up between the two Lashonos of Rav. He says, Machlokas and Tosfos, whether they are the same thing or not. That's why I want to get involved in it. It's a great point. But Tosfos and Sanhedrin assumes Edis Mecheshes and Edim Zomim are really very connected. And the Gemara and the Tosfos and Baba Basra are very different. It's a great point. They contradict each other.
Exactly.
But Tosfos, yeah.
Rava, it, he, would be, it makes sense to be one.
It makes sense, exactly. Right. It does make sense.
How would that affect this Gemara? Would it?
No, he's saying the Gemaras are different, actually. They're, the two sugyas are going within different Mandamar and Rava.
Now, Tosin Baba Kama
on Ayin Beis Ma Beis. Dimaska Rava. He said, I understand, again, this whole same question is Tosin. It all makes sense if you say it's a Chiddush. Because if Edom Zomim is a Chiddush, and Edis Mukhesh is not a Chiddush, so although Edom Zomim cannot go to Mafreya, Edis Mukhesh can go to Mafreya. That's the two different sugyas. But according to the Taima of Rishum Sedid Lakuchos, he says, it's a big question. And it doesn't mean Dafka Lakuchos. When the Gemara says that we're concerned with only Sedid Lakuchos, but other edios which are not pseidid lakuchos, he would say l'mafreya. Right, the question is, let me say it clearly. We want to know, Rava's concern was for the pseidid lakuchos. That's when you say mekana l'abba. But let's say there's no pseidid lakuchos. The lakuchos are not losing out at all. Will he then agree to Rava that you could go l'mafreya? Right, so we'll get to all the Ramas. That's the question. So Tosos in Baba Kama Ayin Beis Ma Beis said, according to Rava, it's not Dafka Lakuchos, it's not only a concern of Pseidid Lakuchos, it's every single case of Edom Zomim, we only go Mekan Labba, we never do Lamafreya. Because if that was the case, if Rava would agree there's more Lamafreya, other cases you can't go Lamafreya, so the Gemara should have brought these at Nafkaminos. Whenever there's no Pseidid Lakuchos, Rava agrees, oh, it's Lamafreya. So Rava would say, all those cases, let's say Aedis Isha, there's no Pseidid de Lakuchos. So if Rava thinks there's no Pseidid de Lakuchos, so Aedis Isha should be Lamafreya, it should be possible. But according to other Rava's reasoning, that's because of Chiddush, you would still go Mikan Labba, not Lamafreya, that would be another Nafkamina. In fact, the Gemara doesn't bring additional Nafkaminas, proves that Rava thinks only Mikan Labba in every single case, even if there's no Pseidid de Lakuchos. That's what Tosin writes in Ayin Beis Ma Beis. But Tosin Ayin Gimel Amal Aleph in Baba Kama Dibur Maschal E at the end says differently. He says no. Rav agrees when there's no Pseidid Lakuchos you can go to Mafreya. And the Gemara could have said Havi Matzi Lameimar Ika Benayu. There could have been other Nafkaminas Linen Dini Nefashos where there's no Pseidid Lakuchos. O Leaser Ish Labayla. Or to ask a woman to her husband, Ulin and Gittin, the Kedushin, the Edis Achodesh, all these other cases. You would have passed a Lemafreya because there's no concern of Pseidid Lakuchos. But the Gemara wanted to find particularly a Nafkamina in Linin Mammon. It could have found other Nafkaminas, Linin Isser, Linin Kedushin, Linin Gittin, but the Gemara wanted to find a Nafkamina Linin Mammon. That's why it was limited to Paslun Begazlusin, Gazlanusa, and Trevichad, Trevichad. So the steer in the Tosafim. The Ran also, as Mayor pointed out, there's also the Ran has a sheet on this. The Ran in Sanhedrin. First on in Dibur Maschil Rava. Same question as Tosafim. He says, he says, it's not only Lakuchos, same thing, it's Bein Batana, Bein Bechazaka, any type of din is going to be possible Mikan Laba. Because if that were in the case, there should have been other Nafkaminas, exactly what Tosafos Baba Kama says, the first one, Ayin Beis Ma Beis. But then the very next Dibur Maschil, the Ran contradicts himself, he says, no, it's Dafka Lakuchos, or only Lakuchos we say Mikan Laba. But other Adios we say, that's going to be possible Mafreya. Like Edis Negicha, or Edis Matana, or Edis Kedushin, or Edis Nefashos, all these cases, Mafreya Apostle. The steer, just a Tzarchim, just pointing out, I don't know the answer to it, the footnote points to steer out also. It's steer in the Tutosism, steer in the Rans. You have a suggestion for an answer? So the question is then, how they understanding she does rabba here say de lakuchos. So it could simply be a girsa issue, and that seems to be how the Ravid understands it. The Ravid and Baba Kama Ayin Gimel Amar Alf Tivul Maskla E. He says as follows: Yesh belashon asvarim b'miktzas. Certain svarim have the following girsa, which are igadami that says Rava nami kabaye svirle, that Rava really agrees to baye, but Rava says there's a concern of pseida de lakuchos. But really, Mikra Din, they really agree to each other, and that's the girsa we have in front of us. This would indicate, the Rabbi goes on to say, that whenever there's no pseida de lakuchos, so then it would go to Mafra because Mikra Din Rava agrees to buy it. This implication is that most farm do not have such a girsa according to the Ravid, and that in fact Rava and Abaye are arguing fundamentally. Rava thinks not because of a technical reason, but more fundamentally that the Torah itself, I guess, was concerned with pseida de lakuchos. Mikar din pseida de lakuchos was the concern, but wasn't really a concern of pseida de lakuchos. It was a concern of anybody who lost out in between. That was the Torah's concern. And lav dafka pseida de lakuchos, that's simply an example, but across the board, any edus in between Nisan and Tishrei would be cancelled out because of... would not be cancelled out because we're concerned about the loss that's happened in between. Mikana Laba only. And there's never going to be an exception. He didn't say what he had. He just said what he did. The other Girsalas words was that Rava Nami Kabai Svirle. Those five words. Rava holds like a bai, which is what we have. Implying he did not have those five words. He just said Rava's reasoning is because Pseida Dilakuchos. In which case it would be across the board. Rava would never agree to a bai. They don't agree at all. Machokas is very wide. So she does Rava, basically what comes out, based on the gears of the Rava, but it's a fundamental understanding, is that there's Rava be'etzim agree to Abaye, but it's a technical concern of pseida de lakuchos, or Rava argues entirely with Abaye. It's not a technical reason, but it's really the fundamental reason is we're concerned with people losing. It's a chashash, it's a technical reason, but that's the main and the only reason of Rava. That's what the driving force. Rava does not agree to Abaye at all. And we see nafkaminas are, well, something that's not a pseida de lakuchos, is that going to, will Rava agree that's l'mafreir like Abaye, or no, Rava never agrees to Abaye at all. So that's just a quick little, first few minutes on Shita's Rava. Now, we don't pasuk like Rava, we pasuk like Abaye, but that discussion will hopefully make us sensitive to understanding Shita's Abaye now. Meaning, how much is Abaye argue with Rava? How wide is that gap? And this is the much more lamdisha part of this suya. Abaye says l'mafreya hu nifsal because he's a rasha. Rava says no because it's a chiddush, so we're very much limited. How wide is that gap? The famous Ramban al Torah. What does Ramban say? What's the question of the Ramban? What's his answer? Parsha Shoftim, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yudches. So, the question, of course, is why do we believe the second set of Edom, more so than the first set of Edom? Normally, there's a concept of Trey Utrey. They battle each other out. Edus Macheshes. We don't trust either one. Why here do we suddenly believe the second set of Edom? What does the Ramban say? And therefore, how does that answer the problem?
Therefore, the concept of Hazama is very different than that of Achasha. It's not really. We see by Hachasha that we wouldn't necessarily throw out the first set of Edom, but since this is totally different, therefore that's why it makes sense. Why is this case not Hachasha? We're saying because it's just like any other case where where two Edom are testifying on a person, whatever, like he's a gazan or he killed something like that, and like the person who is being testified about can't respond, oh, I didn't do this thing or whatever. Like, we just accept that the second person's aid is. So just like over here also, when the person on our claim, this guy's a Huzum, or whatever, the guys are Aim Zoman, so that's on the Edom Asma, and therefore you can't respond to that.
Saying they're not addressing the same issue. They're not contradicting each other. The first set of Edom are talking about first set of Edom are talking about a particular Maisa. The second set of Edom are not talking about the Maisa. They're not contradicting the Maisa. They're talking about the individuals. There's no contradiction. They're talking about two different things, apples and oranges. So there's no contradiction. There's no chiddush. It's a svara. The Ramban writes, Hatam, the reason is, Mipnei sha'edus hazu, this testimony, he al gufam shel Edom. They're on the gavra, the Edom themselves. They can't say, no, I was found to be huzam. I can't say, lo asini kach. Sheyuchom halol lo maralem sharguas nevesh shechilas shabbos. Can't say I didn't do this because the second set of Edom are believed to say that these people were gazlanim, these people killed someone, these people mechal Shabbos. I have the ability to passel any gavra. If you testify about a case and I say, well, you could testify, you could have been there, but I'm passeling you as a gavra, as a gazlan, there's nothing to say about that anymore. So just like I could passel you as a gazlan, as a mechal Shabbos, as something else, like those are passel you to be an Edom zomim. It's a psul begavra. And it makes much sense why we believe them. It's a svara. Gary, who argues on this?
What does the Rambam say?
No, just
Xeris HaKosov. Xeris HaKosov, right? Famous Rambam Hilchas Edus Perek Yud Ches. Great question. That's the question that Kesa Mishnah. Let's first read the language of the Rambam. Rambam Hilchas Edus Perek Yud Ches Halach Gimel. V'zeh Shehemina Torah Edim HaAchronim the Edim Zomim. Allah Edom Rishonim, Gezeres HaKosavu. The Gezeres HaKosav. The mayor said, well, that's what Rava says. Rava says it's a Chiddush, but we pass him like Abaye. Abaye didn't say a Chiddush, Abaye says it's a Rasha. So the Kesem Mishnah says, Afagav de Rava hu do Amar Hachi, the less Hilchas HaKavaseh, we don't pass him like Rava, even though that's true. Hod de less Hilchas HaKavaseh, that which we don't pass him like him, we just don't pass like Rava in regards to passing l'mafreya. But in regards to what he says, it's a chiddush that we agree to. Abai even agrees it's a chiddush. We just don't say that chiddush could go so far back to say you're passing l'mafreya. But still chiddush. In other words, the gap between Rava and Abai is not so wide. Rava says it's a chiddush. Abai says, I think it's also a chiddush. I agree to you. I just don't think it's a strong enough chiddush to say mikana laba. I think the chiddush could allow you to go to mafreya. The Rabba says the same thing.
What's a stronger chiddush to say
lamafreya? The more you say the chiddush, the greater chiddush it is, the more limited it's going to be. The more of a chiddush it is, you can't apply it anywhere else. So Rava says it's a chiddush. It's such a chiddush that I can't go back and say everyone in between was possible.
So that's more of a
chiddush. Abai says, I agree to chiddush, but I still allow you to possible everybody in Mafreya. It's not that great of a chiddush. Just like any other, let's say you're possible because of a gazlan, let's say. You're a gazlan. So you stole a Nisan. So every Edus you testify from Nisan to Tishrei is going to be possible. That's not such a chiddush to say you're a gazlan. So too, Edom Zomim is a chiddush, but not such a big chiddush.
When you sing it to Gezeres HaKosav, you're emphasizing that the Gezeres HaKosav is the main part of it. So if that's the main part of it, then it's not, it has nothing to do with, I mean, it doesn't really have anything to do with the aid and puzzling each other, one beating the other aid. It just has to do with that it's a puzzle. And if it's a puzzle, then he became an aid and Zomim in Tishrei, not in Nisan. So it doesn't affect the things that before happened. It affects the
But how are you going to address Rava's question? Rava says it's a chiddush, and since it's a chiddush, you can't go l'mafrei. You have to go minkan l'aba. And if Abai says it's a chiddush also, so what does he do with that svara of Rava? Right. So we'll get to the kohen shurim. We'll get to that point. So if that's I guess I didn't understand your question. If that's your question, that's basically what kohen shurim tries to get at. We'll get to that. If not today, we'll get to it tomorrow. But let's first just flesh out, just highlight the difference. We right now have the Rambam versus the Ramban. The Rambam says it's a chiddush, even with the Baye. Ramban says, no, it's a svara. Is there a nafkamina? Now we'll see a number of nafkaminas. I'll first bring one in the Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah in Hilchas Edus, Perek Yud Ches, again, Halacha Beis. You have a question? Yeah?
Are you going to explain the Halacha? Why we would hold the chiddush or not?
why you hold of...
Are we saying that Ramban is holding that Abai doesn't hold the Chiddush?
Ramban, at this point at least, Ramban does not hold the Chiddush, right?
I was thinking maybe why it would be in the Chiddush whether you hold of Abai is holding the Chiddush or not.
Okay.
Are you going to say that?
No.
Okay. So then, I was thinking that it could be that, the Ramban's assumption that when you're testifying on the Gavra, how much is it really that when you're doing Hazama, it's a pure Hazama on the Gavra, or how much is it, it's also, there's some Hachasha there. In other words, I just think it's a jump to say that when I'm doing Huzam, when I'm being, saying this guy is an Ezumi, it's the same thing as saying this guy is a Goslin. Because what I'm really doing is I'm saying, you can't be good Edom based on what you're saying. In other words, it still has to do with exactly what they're saying. So what you're saying is not true because of X, Y, and Z, right. Whatever. So therefore, if I hold that Hazama, I mean, whatever, there's a line, whatever, in the Gemara, not like Edom, like Hachashis, Hazamahi, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
There's, so if I hold that when I'm really being Huzam, there still is like a hint of Hachasha there. So therefore, if I do hold that, then the same rules of Hachasha apply, and the only reason why it would make sense for Ein Zomim is to say it's a total Chiddush. But the way that Ramban's learning, perhaps, is that Hazama is a pure Hazama on the Gavra, nothing to do with Hachasha. Even though it sounds like, because of what you said, it's really nothing to do with what you said. It's really just like saying this guy's a Gavra, and therefore it's completely separated, and therefore I don't have to come on to say it's a Chiddush, because it's totally separate than Hachasha.
Very good. So Gary's saying the same thing during Seder. I think it's fantastic. So one of the Achorim talked about this also, connected to the sugi we saw earlier in Chav Dalad Merbeis about, or maybe Chav Gimel Merbeis about the Bekam Mishpacha. When you testify about someone, about a status of being possible, how much does that impact the Bekam Mishpacha? Is that considered a direct testimony, or that's the indirect? The same question, when I testify about a Gavra being Edom Zomim, that although it's directly talking about Edom Zomim, of course it's also going to impact the Maisa, which he testifies about. How related are those two edios? Do we separate the two of them, or do we only take the words that the Ed himself says, or do we take even that with the residual effects and whatever's impacted by that as well? So very good, that's what you guys said. Shkoyach. Okay, so now back to Shitas Abai, though. Again, is it a Chiddush like the Rambam, or is it a Svar like the Rambam? So just to highlight the two different approaches, the Lecha Mishnah has the following nafkamina. He's dealing with the question of, let's say the Edim say that, the second set of Edim say, you Edim were with us in this place at this time, and also the Malve and Love that you were talking about, the original Hava case, were also with us. Everyone was with us. You guys testified about everything taking place in New York City. But no, you guys, you Edim, and the Malv and Lover were also with us in California. Is that going to be a case of Edim Zomim? That's the question. I think he's some Deek in the Rambam. I'm not sure exactly where he's coming from with this question. And he goes back and forth. He ends up saying as follows.
Is it Rambam?
No, it's in Halacha Beis. So he says that this is a nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ramban. Ramban says the whole thing is a svara. Why do we believe the second set of Edom? Because the second set of Edom are not denying and contradicting the first set of Edom. They're talking about them as a Gavra. Here to also, they're contradicting it. They're not. I'm saying here to also, they're talking about the Gavra. I don't care who else was with these people. You were Edom Zomim. You were not in New York City. You were with us in California. I don't care if the Malvin Lover were also with you in California. But it's still going to be an Edom Zomim.
This is called the Ramban?
It's called the Ramban. Talk about the svara. Ramban. You see, according to the Rambam, who's a Gzeres HaKosuva, and it's a Chiddush, so whenever it's a Chiddush, it's very limited. The Torah tells us, when I testify about the Edom Zomim exclusively, that's Edom Zomim. But once I bring into the picture the Malv and the Lova, that's not the exact definition of Edom Zomim according to the Torah. The Chiddush means we're limited to what we know from the Torah. That's all. We can't look beyond that. Once you throw the Malv and the Lova in that case, it doesn't fit the equation. It doesn't fit the Chiddush. Yeah, that's what happens. That's an easy, not a long Lechem Mishnah if you want to take a look there. Flesh it out a little bit. Okay, so now let's go to, before we go to other Nafkamina, let's talk about
According to the Ramban, though, if it's based on the Svara, then I guess you're essentially saying that you could not have known this because you were with us.
Mm-hmm.
According to this, though, that's not true because the Malvin Lover were with him at that time as well. saying you their whole time of saying you were with us essentially it's not the emphasis isn't the fact that they were with them. It's the fact that you were with us, and therefore you could not have seen that occur.
No, that's what you think. If that's what Yoni was trying to say, then that wouldn't be a psul gavra. That'd be a hachash of the edus. That's the whole point. I'm not contradicting the Maisa. The Maisa could be true. Not only were you with us, but the Mavon over also was with us. And the Maisa could have happened, but your details are incorrect. You said you were in New York City. You were in New York.
No. I'm not saying that. Therefore this Maisa could not have occurred. Therefore you could not have seen this Maisa occur. In El Hanami, the Maisa could have occurred.
No, they could have seen it.
But you could not have seen it.
No, you could have seen it because I'm testifying that you were with me and so too the Malv and Lover were also with me.
And
we're all together.
Therefore, you could have seen it. And that's why I'm saying, according to the Rabban, I'm trying to say that, according to the Rabban, in that case, he wouldn't say that would be a case of good Hazama. Because if it's just based on the Svara that you were with us, and therefore you could not have seen that Maisa occur. No, the Maisa could have happened, but you could not have seen that Maisa occur. That's nullified in this situation because they still could have seen the Maisa occur.
But yet still, the Ramban thinks it's a Zomim, because it's not about seeing the Maisa. It's not about the Edis, it's about the Edim. I don't care if you could have seen the Maisa. Even if you could have seen the Maisa happen, you're still Edim Zomim. It's all about the Gavra, not about the Edis. Okay, so now to deal with Meir's question, this is basically in the Rav Hanan. Rav Hanan says there are two ways, this is found in Baba Kama, Oz Mem Gimel, there are two ways to understand Shitas Abaye. Either Abaye could be saying as follows. That either Abaye agrees that there really is a Chiddush. Actually, no, you want to say it again? You said it very nicely before. You want to say it? The two opinions of...
Yeah, you explain Abaye two ways. You can either say that he agrees that Eden Zomim is a Chiddush, but you can't apply the klal of Lakan Laba to Eden Zomim, like we were saying before, because it's not, right? He said something about the klal, that was the klal he was talking about?
He says that, I agree it's a Chiddush, but right.
You can't apply the klal of Mishas Chiddusho.
He rejects that entirely, always.
He rejects the idea of Mishas Chiddusho. Altogether.
You hear that, Mayor? This is your question.
Right. He says that right. Just even though it's a Chiddush, it doesn't matter. Mishas Chiddush has nothing to do with it, even though that is still a Chiddush. Or you could say that no, really, he rejects the idea that it's a Chiddush at all, like we were saying in the Ramban, and that no, since they were being made on the goof of the
exactly.
Yeah.
So as follows, Abaye agrees it's a Chiddush according to one of the approaches. I agree to Chiddush like Shitas Rambam. But this concept of Ein Ba'al HaChidusho, that we only have the Chiddush and nothing beyond that, that concept he throws out. Just because we have a Chiddush does not mean we're limited in its application. I could still hold the Chiddush and still hold of L'mafreya. He rejects the klal of Ein Ba'al HaChidusho. But I think it's a Chiddush still. And that's where Abaye is arguing. Abaye agrees to Rav to Chiddush, he just throws out the concept of Ein Ba'al HaChidusho. Does that address your question? Remember your question? Okay, fine. But that's the first approach of the Kovet Shirum. And then he says the second approach is, no. Abaye agrees to the concept of the Ein Ba'al HaChidusho. Whenever you have a Chiddush, the concept of the Ein Ba'al HaChidusho applies. It is limited. Just that Eim Zomim is not a Chiddush. Eim Zomim would be a Svara like the Ramban. He doesn't talk about the Ramban and the Rambam, but this is basically the Machlokes Rishonim. And he brings a proof from a Ran later on, the Ran holds elsewhere that there is such a concept of the Ein Ba'al HaChidusho. Okay. Now, finally, we didn't finish, so we'll do all the Nafkamis tomorrow, but is there an Aruch Shulchan here? Did I bring it?
No.
Did he bring it here? Oh, here it is. So, right now we have the Rambam, it's a Chiddush, we have the Ramban, it's a Svara. We have the Kovet Shirum, who kind of speaks it out. How do you understand the Machlokes Rav and Abaye? They're arguing about if it's a Chiddush, whether you hold the concept of Ein Ba'al HaChidusho or not. Nafkamina V'lecha Mishnah, you include the Malva and Lova within it. And what does the Aruch HaShulchan do, interestingly? Gary, since I know you saw it.
Makes a bridge.
He bridges these two opinions.
What
is it? Simen Lam L'ches, Siv Gimel. He quotes the Ramban first, the Ramban, the Svara, as to why we believe the second set of Edim. But he says, but this is not time, it's not maspik. It's not enough. It's not sufficient. Because kol ashas, all over shas, hazama chidishu. My chaz is the same chaz. Honey, same honey. We always say, all over shas is a chidish. And therefore he concludes that it's really kind of both. He says kind of what Yoni is trying to get at is that the fact we start testifying about the Edom themselves, that in turn will affect the actual Hachash's Edus. The Edom, what we're saying about them being here or not being there, will ultimately affect their testimony. And that's going to be a Hachasha now. And that's Xer Sakasif. One second. He says, when the Ramban says, just like I could apostle somebody because of an avera, because he stole something, it's not the same thing as saying, well, you were with me at this place. There's no avera, I'm testifying about you. It's not the same, it's not a real equation. So he says, really, when I testify about this person, Mimela, I'm testifying about what they saw also on their edifs. And when they say they observed, they witnessed a halva, when I say you were in New York, you were in California, Mimela, what I'm saying is you're testifying, you didn't see the actual maisa either. And that ends up being hachasha, and that's going to be, if it's a hachasha, so why do we believe the second set of edim versus the first set of edim? So, the svar is that we first believe them about the Edom themselves. That's the svar. We believe them because I'm testifying about the Edom. But that carries over, spills over to the actual Edis, and that's now going to be Edis Hakash's Edis now. And that Hakash's Edis, well, why do we believe the second set of Edom, not the first set of Edom? Well, that's going to be Xer Sakasif. So, he's really working with both of these concepts, both the Ramban and the Rambam.
Why do you even need to say that it's Hakasha and it's a Kiddush?
Because I guess get the whole conversation off the ground. You first need the svar to get off the ground. We trust them in regards to their edim, about the edim themselves. Once you believe them in that regard, and that spills over to the edis itself, then we have to invoke the gzer sakasa, the chiddush.
So working in tandem.
Working exactly.
Therefore, first you need the svar that you're being made on the goof, and why you believe it because of the gzer sakasa.
And then once we believe in the goof, mimele it's going to be a hakashas edis of the actual maisa that they're testifying about. And then how do you believe the second Edom over the first Edom? Well, that's why you need the Chiddush or Torah.
Taking both of those answers.
Exactly. It's fine. So tomorrow we'll go through a number of Nafkamina. And then...